Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is great passion, great unanimity, I believe, in almost all of the American public about the horrors, the war crimes, the cruelty, the pure unalloyed evil that has emanated from the Kremlin under the leadership of Vladimir Putin. And before that, to be frank, But the war crimes in Ukraine, treating Ukrainians who have done nothing to oppose Russia or to harm Russia in any way, being treated like subhumans, people whose lives mean nothing. And with that context, there is a very powerful column by Daniel Henninger, whose Wonderland column every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal is must reading for anybody who wants to stay informed. And the headline is, "Don't Let Putin Win in Ukraine." In other words, it's not just enough to fight to a standstill or to defend Ukraine in some capacity. Putin has to lose. Daniel Henninger, why is it so necessary that Putin must lose?
Well, Michael, it's necessary for several reasons, but at this point, the top this week and the past week is what we have witnessed happening. Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine, as you say, a country that had done nothing offensively against Russia to deserve an invasion of this magnitude. His expectation was that it was going to be a quick win. He thought he was going to overwhelm the Ukrainian army. He may even have thought that many Ukrainians would welcome Mother Russia coming in as it did. Well, that didn't happen. He is not going to defeat Ukraine. His troops are pulling away from Kiev, moving it towards the east. It's now clear that Putin's plan B is scorched earth. It is to destroy the country, destroy its people, its cities, its infrastructure. We're seeing that with our own eyes. Mariupol is 90% destroyed. It's hard to look at some of these images night after night of the extent to which these cities have simply been obliterated. And now we see that the people themselves are being annihilated by the Russian army. Sad to say, Michael, an army that's displaying its historic barbarity towards its enemies under these circumstances. Beyond that, the reason he can't win is that, you know, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff this week, Mark Milley, suggested this battle could go on for years. In what is known as a frozen conflict. If that were to happen, that would mean Putin would win. He could continue to attack Ukraine with mid- and long-range missiles, continue to attack, assault, and demolish their towns. And I think over time, the world's concern would simply wane. I mean, as I wrote, Putin has Stalin's stomach for death. The rest of the world does not. And unless we redouble our commitment to the Ukrainians and their army, I think he's going to win over time. And under these circumstances, he cannot be allowed to do that. If he wins, if he holds his ground in Ukraine, he'll continue to destabilize that country and indeed destabilize the NATO countries on their border.
1-800-955-1776, our phone number. I'm speaking to Daniel Henninger, a great friend of this show, who writes the Wonderland column every Thursday in the Wall Street Journal, and is one of the clearest, most impactful journalistic voices out there. One of the things you talk about is a frozen conflict. and the levels of destruction, even in Mariupol. Mariupol, as I understand it, had a majority of Russian speakers, not Ukrainian speakers, and that was one of the places where Putin expected to be welcomed with his invasion. Why do you think that didn't happen, not in Mariupol and not anywhere else?
I think in large part because of the Putin underestimates the Ukrainians' history or sense of themselves. I mean, there may have been some historic affinity towards Russia, to be sure, and indeed there are Ukrainians in the East who consider themselves primarily Russians. But Ukraine, you know, was building in the process under President Zelensky, was building a modern economy, was a functioning economy. They even had a nascent but strong high-tech industry. Its young graduates were going into the tech industry. That country could have really served as, if I may say so, a land bridge between the NATO countries to the west, Poland, Hungary, and beyond, and indeed the young Russians who are trying to build a modern economy there. And so I think Ukrainians were proud of what they were doing. They've been through a lot the last 10 to 15 years, went through a lot of corruption in Ukraine. But when Putin attacked them, as he did in Mariupol, with really crudely targeted long-range missiles fired from Russia or fired from the Black Sea, destroying buildings, as he did in Mariupol and Mykolaiv and such, I think the residents there, whether they consider themselves Ukrainian or Russian, were simply shocked. I mean, who wouldn't be under those circumstances? But that was Putin's method, and the world has reacted against it, and the Ukrainian army, to its credit. And incidentally, Michael, let's point out that Ukrainian army has been developed over the past 7 years with the help, indeed, of National Guard from California and Florida. California in the east of Ukraine and Florida in the west. And man, did they do a good job training those Ukrainians in a short period of time.
In other words, we actually sent National Guardsmen to Ukraine from I did not know that, from California and Florida?
Yeah.
Not in the winter
last
time,
year, I believe, President Zelensky came to California for a ceremony to thank the California National Guard for the training they had provided. It's quite an extraordinary story, and those Californians feel a deep, deep affinity for what's going on in Ukraine right now.
Okay. What I want to get to with you, if you don't mind, if you can hang on, is you talk in your piece about some steps that Joe Biden looks very reluctant to take. And the key thing that everybody worries about, and I know that the president has talked about this, is with Russia being a nuclear power that has so many, more than 5,000 potential intercontinental nuclear missiles, and bombs, that with that kind of power, is it dangerous to get the United States more directly involved? Is there some way that NATO itself could at least agree to pull back? What you suggest is NATO shouldn't even think about pulling back, but should move forward. So how do we do that and at the same time avoid all kinds of dangers of terrible nuclear conflict? We're speaking with Daniel Henninger. He will be right back with us. He's the author of Don't Let Putin Win in Ukraine, subtitle, After Its Failure to Achieve a Quick Victory, Russia's Plan B is Scorched Earth. What do they gain from that? Eventually Putin wins, Henninger says in the conclusion of his piece. Don't let him. So how do we stop it? We will get to that and more with Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal coming up on the MedVet Show. ¶¶
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michael Medved Show, one of the questions that, among many, that are raised very, very effectively and impactfully by Daniel Henninger in his column today in the Wall Street Journal, Don't Let Putin Win in Ukraine, is why won't the President of the United States actually answer the question, we want Ukraine to win. Ukraine certainly deserves to win, and even more certainly, Russia deserves to lose. Daniel Hanninger, what do you think is the deep reluctance of President Biden to speak with that kind of clarity?
That's a great question, Michael, because I do think that there is out there an odd and increasingly pervasive sense that we're not doing quite enough. The United States and NATO has done a lot. They have sent a lot of weaponry into Ukraine, to be sure, but not enough to tip the balance. And that's essentially what President Zelensky of Ukraine keeps talking about. They appreciate all the help they have gotten. They have fought well. They have pushed the Russians away from Kyiv and from Western Ukraine, but they just don't have enough. And for some reason, Joe Biden won't take that extra step. And I don't know whether it's that they have intelligence that they feel they believe on Putin's willingness to use chemical or nuclear weapons, or whether Joe Biden has simply drawn a line in the sand on not going too far. But there are things we could do to help the Ukrainians at this point push the Russians out of that country. They're fighting well on the ground. We can see that. The Russians are not fighting well on the ground. Their military is disorganized. They're not being well led. But where Ukraine is not winning is in the air. And there's not going to be a no-fly zone enforced by NATO. That's pretty clear by now. But on the other hand, the West, the United States, could be sending the Ukrainians high-altitude anti-missile systems, more of the S-300 Soviet-made systems that are effective in shooting down Putin's mid- and long-range missiles. We could be sending them anti-battery radar, that's anti-artillery radar, which would allow the Ukrainians to see where the artillery fire is coming from, to identify it, and then to target it. We could secure more transit corridors going into Ukraine so that the military supplies could be brought in. And as a final thing, and very significantly, the United States could send its ambassador back to Kyiv and to plant the U.S. flag in Kyiv and say, we are going to support this country. But none of that's happening, Michael. And I think increasingly most people find it unthinkable that after all this death, after all this commitment, the United States would not take the additional steps to help the Ukrainians tip the balance against the Russian invaders.
Okay, it appears to be clear that sanctions are not going to do the trick. And this is the one question, is that given what we see of Putin's psychology, today, with talk of NATO welcoming Finland and Sweden, if they do apply to join, Dmitry Peskov, who is Putin's main spokesperson, says that if Finland and Sweden join NATO, then Russia would have to, quote, rebalance the situation with our own measures. If those two countries join NATO, we'll have to make our western flank more sophisticated in terms of ensuring our security. Sounds fairly ominous. I mean, barring some kind of invasion of Russia by NATO forces, which is not going to happen, what is a way that we could actually assure his withdrawal from all Ukrainian territory, which is what President Zelensky has said would be a minimum?
Well, I think it essentially would be the most of the elements that I just described, because the Ukrainians seem able and indeed willing to drive the Russians out of Ukraine. And this would pin, as I say, don't let Putin win. He has to lose inside Ukraine, and I think the world has to see him losing, and that world includes Russia itself. Vladimir Putin's depredations against the West didn't begin with this invasion of Ukraine. They have been flying planes over the Nordic countries for years. Submarines have been seen even off our own shores on the Atlantic coast. The hackers constantly are hacking into American systems. Russia has tried to destabilize elections in the United States, in France. Putin needed pushback at some point, and this is the pretext. He thought that we would fold. He thought the Ukrainians would fold, and that hasn't happened. But fighting him to a standoff in this, I don't think, is going to be sufficient. I think we're going to have to support the Ukrainians to the point that they can pin a defeat on Putin in Ukraine, and if it then means bringing Finland and Sweden into NATO, moving some of our forces forward into Poland and Romania and the Baltic states, we're going to have to do that. I don't think we can allow ourselves simply to be intimidated by statements of the likes of Dmitry Peskov to prevent us from doing what we need to protect ourselves.
Oh, yeah. And when you talk about protect ourselves, what about that argument made by some people, unfortunately, in the Republican Party, like J.D. Vance, who says, frankly, I don't care what happens in Ukraine. And then other people who suggest that they would actually be better for America if Putin would just win the war and get it over with. What's the right response to those folks?
Well, many, but one response is that I think that would degrade our moral sensibilities, Michael. The whole world has watched this war unfold in Ukraine. The whole world has watched what has happened to their cities, such as Mariupol. And now this week we have seen the bodies of people lying in the streets of the towns in suburban Kyiv. To turn your back on that, Michael, would put us in a place that we don't want to be, a place that we were in the late 1930s when we turned our back. We should have seen what was going on in Nazi Germany. There is a limit, really, to how much coldness, I think, and cold-heartedness the world can get away with expressing towards a place like Ukraine. And we would suffer for it over long term if our moral sensibility was not strong enough to recognize that there are times and lines which cannot be crossed and you have to fight back.
Couldn't say it better. Daniel Henninger, we're going to post this column. Everyone should read it. The column, Don't Let Putin Win in Ukraine. After its failure to achieve a quick victory, Russia's Plan B is scorched earth. We will be right back on the Medved Show with President Trump's view of January 6th, revealed in a new interview. Coming up on the Medved Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
NATO and its allies have increased support to Ukraine. In Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says a significant number of countries are standing with Ukraine against Russian aggression.
With each day, more and more credible reports of rape, killings, torture are emerging.
He says he is committed to following through on delivering equipment to Ukraine. At least two people are dead in a shooting attack in one of Israel's main cities. Reports say shots rang out in several locations of Dizengoff Street in the center of Tel Aviv. The Jerusalem Post saying several other people are hurt. Israel has deployed hundreds of troops to the scene. Over 25,000 people are expected at the Miami Beach Convention Center today through Saturday for Bitcoin 2022. USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more on the latest from Tel Aviv. At least six people injured. Actually, this is old. They have more than that now. And two people passed away from their injuries, and one shooter reportedly neutralized. That's according to Israeli sources. But conflicting reports on that, with the possibility of a shooter still at large. The United Nations voted today on expelling Russia, suspending Russia from the Human Rights Council, and the vote was overwhelming. It's amazing. You could get 93 nations around the world voting in favor of suspension. There were 58 abstentions, and for the vote, with 24 countries only voting no. And by the way, some of the countries that are voting no here are the worst countries in the world. But that's kind of what you would expect. The U.S. and its allies intend to ship 10 Javelin anti-tank missile systems for every Russian tank. The Russians have already lost about 300 tanks so far. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in an interview yesterday with NBC, there is much more, including a revealing interview in the Washington Post from President Trump. And obviously he is getting ready to play a prominent role in the election with a number of candidates, more than 100, including state legislative candidates who he's endorsed around the country, many of whom are heavily favored to win. They report in the Washington Post that more than a year after the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob that led to five deaths and hundreds of injured, former President Donald Trump appears hardly chastened. In a wide-ranging interview at Mar-a-Lago with Josh Dalsey of the Washington Post, Trump expressed regret, not over what happened, but over his decision not to march to the Capitol with his supporters, and he defended his 187 minutes of silence during the attack, claiming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who has just been diagnosed with COVID-19, and others were responsible for ending the deadly violence. In other words, he doesn't say that they did end the deadly violence. That was ultimately ended by the infusion of Virginia National Guardsmen to help the overmatched police. But Trump blamed Pelosi for the events of January 6th. The Washington Post says, falsely claiming that she was in charge of security at the Capitol on at least a dozen occasions during the 45-minute interview. I thought it was a shame, the president said, and I kept asking, why hasn't she done something about it? Why isn't Nancy Pelosi doing something about it? And the mayor of D.C. also. The mayor of D.C. and Nancy Pelosi are in charge. Does anyone else find that a little bit hard to take seriously, that Trump claims that during that 187 minutes when the riot was raging, and he could watch on TV with everybody else, and he apparently was watching on TV, that he thought, well, I'm president of the United States, and he was, but I'm not going to take responsibility for defending the Capitol building, and I'm going to depend upon, if it became clear that the things weren't going well, wouldn't you expect that the president of the United States would take matters into his own hands? And the one thing that I don't think has come out clearly in this interview at all is a very obvious question, which is, okay, what if he had marched up to the Capitol? And according to the interview and what the Trump camp is now saying, he didn't march up with the people from who had listened to his speech at the Ellipse, and he had said to them several times, I'm going to march up to the Capitol with you, I'm going to come with you. He has said, and this is entirely believable, and I'm sure it's true, that the Secret Service said, no, Mr. President, you shouldn't go up there. But then wouldn't the right question be, well, why not? You don't think it'll be safe up there? Maybe we should reconsider this idea of getting a great, great crowd of people who are my fervent supporters. And if he said, as he said in the interview, this is a quote from President Trump, I hated seeing it. I hated seeing it. He repeated that phrase. And I said, it's got to be taken care of. And I assumed they were taking care of it. Okay, if he hated seeing it, why did he bless the rioters when he finally created a video, which he taped in advance, and then they broadcast at the end of the day? When they were just about played out anyway, he said, you're very special and we love you all. Let's go home now. If he hated seeing it, how could they be very special? It's unclear what Trump thinks Pelosi should have done during a time when her own safety was at risk. I mean, they were definitely talking about hanging Nancy, and they were looking for her office. They crashed into it. She, like other lawmakers, was escorted to a secure location while Trump supporters attacked the Capitol and battled police. Some of the rioters ransacked her office while calling out her name. The reporter writes that during the interview, Trump stood by the false claims he made about the 2020 election at the rally on January 6th and defiantly said, quote, he deserved more credit for drawing such a large crowd at the Ellipse, and that he pressed to march on the Capitol with his supporters but was stopped by his security detail on the Secret Service. Quote, Secret Service said I couldn't go. I would have gone there in a minute, Trump said. Okay, and then what? In other words, if Trump were present, surrounded by a cordon of securities, he should be, he's president of the United States, would he have also tried to enter the Capitol building behind the people who are breaking down doors and smashing windows? Or would he have tried to speak through a megaphone to tell them to calm down? Does that sound like what he would have said? Trump declined to say whether he would testify before a congressional committee investigating the January 6th assault. It depends what the request is, he said, and that he didn't remember getting very many phone calls the day of the siege. Now, of course, other people who have testified, including his daughter, including his son-in-law, have said that the president did get many calls, some of which they heard. They heard, overheard a conversation he had with Mike Pence, again, very forcefully saying that Mike Pence should overturn the election. The Trump declined to say whether he would testify before a congressional committee. Quote, this was not from the standpoint of telephone calls. I don't remember getting very many, he said. Why would I care about who called me? If congressmen were calling me, what difference did it make? There was nothing secretive about it. There was no secret. Well, why does he say it would be unimportant? He was trying to get those congressmen to vote, and they could have, under the current rules, they could have voted if they had a majority in the House and a majority in the Senate to accept a or to turn down a slate of electors from any of the contested states, from Georgia or from Arizona or from Wisconsin or from Pennsylvania. That could have happened. The former president praised organizers of the rally, some of whom have now received subpoenas from federal authorities, and repeatedly bragged about the size of the crowd that was on the ellipse when questioned about the events of January 6th, Josh Dawsey of the Washington Post reported. He also said he spoke during the presidency with Virginia Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, but was unaware of her advocacy for overturning the election results. And about those White House call logs, Trump said that he had not destroyed any call logs from the afternoon on January 6th and took part in no phone calls on burner phones, even though there is a more than 7-hour gap in his White House phone record. But we will be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, good on you, people in the entertainment industry. And that has been actually fairly common. We'll hear from Sean Penn just a little bit later this segment, because Sean Penn has been terrific about speaking about Ukraine, making a documentary there about the war and the horrors of the war. And good for him. He might be wrong on everything else politically, but taking a stand on the side of decency here, I honestly believe it's redemptive. And this is something I was interested in. I'm going to hear it for the first time, just as you're probably going to hear it for the first time. That show that I've shared with many of my friends and family members, which I think is very inspiring. It's called Can One Man Save the World? And it's a song about Zelensky, and it's by John Androsic of Five for Fighting. And it's a song that can bring tears to your eyes. And we'll put a link, if we can, Greg, on the website to get to that song. But there's a brand new song. It's the first studio recorded song in 30 years from Pink Floyd. And it's called Hey, Hey, Rise Up. And it features Pink Floyd together with a Ukrainian rock star named Andriy Klivniuk. And it sounds like this. Just another sign that decent people, and I don't know, frankly, whether Pink Floyd is decent people or not, but this is a very decent action. Anything that can help gather attention and bring together the civilized world, and I mean the civilized world against barbarity and pure, unalloyed evil, that is worthwhile. I've mentioned before, I don't know Sean Penn well. I spent one memorable evening with him with a great abundance of beer consumed, but about 3-1 advantage for Mr. Penn. He's a serious guy, And he's making a documentary about the war in Ukraine. And he went on Fox News with Hannity to talk about it and to talk about Putin's nuclear blackmail. Listen.
Lesson to be learned here, don't give up your nuclear weapons if you have them, because you can't believe people like Vladimir Putin.
Well, even countries that have nuclear weapons can remain intimidated to use them, and we're seeing that now with our own country. And I fear what that legacy is going to be. No one wants to see a nuclear conflict.
I don't want to see one.
Nobody does. At the same time, if only one bully is going to be able to use those weapons as a threat, we got to rethink what we're doing.
Okay, common sense from Sean Penn, of all people. I mean, that's fairly remarkable, is it not? And there's more that we're going to be talking about coming up this week. But one of the things is Greg Abbott has a kind of grandstanding play about sending charter buses full of illegal immigrants from his state to Washington, D.C. This is the way Governor Abbott speaks about that. This is clip 14.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Okay, when you say they are allowing to come across our border, first of all, the thing that I guess bothers me about this is these are people. They're human beings. And do I think they should be granted free entry and unlimited entry across the United States border? Of course not. But to treat them as little visual aids or pawns. I mean, imagine if you were not a drug smuggler, not somebody who's going to be held on criminal charges, not someone with a criminal background, but a mother and father, maybe some children, and then all of a sudden you have managed to contravene some of the rules, and you're going to be put on a bus to go to Washington, D.C., so that people can see you on TV. Again, I think treating illegal immigrants as less than human, which this presupposes, is a pretty cheap way and dubious way of trying to score some political points. Speaking of scoring some political points, there's a movie review. It's a sequel to an animated film that was very successful a couple of years ago. Now they're singing again, a group of animated animals in Sing 2. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
The original Sing movie featured an array of animated animals, voiced by A-list actors like Matthew McConaughey, Reese Witherspoon, and Scarlett Johansson, trying to save a small-town theater with a singing competition. And now they're back with some additional characters, all trying to make it in the big-time Las Vegas-style resort with their splashy sequel, Sing 2, now available to rent on multiple streaming services.
I'll give you 3 weeks to get this show up and running.
Guts, faith, these are the things you need now.
Rockstar Bono is a major asset to this silly but satisfying musical, playing a rock star lion who needs to be lured out of retirement for the dreams of Matthew McConaughey's voiced Koala's impresario to succeed. The breathless pacing, splashy and spectacularly detailed animation, and fanciful if bizarre characters all contributed to this film's success, and it will gain additional popularity with its now widespread streaming. It's rated PG, 3 stars for Sing 2. And the one thing about animated films, it seems to me, my basic test with animated films is, do you come out with a smile on your face? Is it something that actually entertained you and that may have produced some chuckles and introduced you to some characters you can relate to? And that is certainly the case for Sing 2. There are a lot of folks who have seen it who just loved it. And by the way, it played in theaters late last year. And worldwide grossed $340 million, which is pretty good. Shows that movies can come back if they aim at a broad enough audience. Speaking of aiming at a broad enough audience, tomorrow we're going to be speaking a little bit about what is going on with Elon Musk joining the board of Twitter. Is that really like a Nazi propaganda effort? There's a leading left-wing critic who says that it is. And for people who think that the pandemic is over and precautions are now unnecessary, there are suddenly 25 million people who are under strict COVID lockdowns. Where are they quarantined exactly? We will get to that tomorrow. And also the question of Hunter Biden. It now turns out that there are all kinds of illegal transactions, not only involving Hunter Biden, at least potentially illegal transactions. He's already being investigated by the Justice Department for serious violations. But those violations may also involve the president's brother, James Biden. And what about the president himself, who may have written a letter of recommendation while he was out of office for the son of a Chinese industrialist? Is that suspect and worth investigating? We will cover it all and look forward to speaking to you tomorrow from Seattle in that northwest corner that I love of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America, gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and its alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.